Gerard Gultens is an adventure and Paralympic champion, whose recent claim to fame is his groundbreaking appearance on Dancing with the Stars. Fa'alu Utumapu spoke to Gerard and Heather Gultens for 3CR about their experiences on the show and Gerard's belief in giving just about anything a go.
I got a man with two left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go. I got a man with two left feet, and when he dances not to the beat, I really think that he should know that his rhythm's go, go, go.
It is not uncommon that when we are presented with opportunities or confronted with major challenges, instinctively, we think of the many obstacles in the way. I know I do. But I caught up with someone who does things the other way round. Grab the opportunity and deal with the obstacles along the way. Gerard Gultens is a 3-time Paralympian, an adventurer by nature who has flown aeroplanes, dived with sharks, attempted Everest, and in a world first, he made history this year as the first totally blind person to compete on Channel 7's Dancing with the Stars series, challenging what is perceived possible for people who are blind and visually impaired. Reliving his journey on Dancing with the Stars, let's meet Gerard Gultens and the woman who has seen him through his many adventures, his partner and wife for 20 years, Heather Gultens. Well known for pushing the boundaries, it wasn't surprising that Gerard caught the attention of Dancing with the Stars producers.
I was contacted by Channel 7 and Dancing with the Stars production to look at exploring the chance to compete or, participate in Dancing with the Stars. I flew down to Sydney and met Jessica Raffer, my dance partner. And from there, after spending an hour and a half together, we put a little routine together to see if it would actually come off. It did. And the powers that be at Channel 7 embraced the whole sort of project of, allowing a person who was totally blind to compete on Dancing with the Stars. And I think for me, it's been an amazing journey. It's been, as I've told everyone, it's been the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, because both mentally and physically, you have to be aware that on the floor, not only are you totally blind, but you're also deaf because the music is that loud. And so it takes away your hearing as well.
My first reaction was not of surprise, because about every 6 months a new project comes to the house, and Dancing with the Stars to me was just another one that landed in our lap. So at first I was okay, here's another one, but I have to admit it took me about 2 weeks to get used to the fact that a beautiful looking dancer would be climbing all over him. And then I met Jessica and I saw them working together, and I realised that she's a professional dancer and I really had nothing to worry about. In fact, I had everything to celebrate, because she was doing a great job teaching him to dance, and I'd always wanted to dance with him.
While other competitors may have been in the competition to patch up on some of their dance moves, for the dancer from Queensland who has never seen dancing, it was a whole new ball game. There was only one thing to do: to approach it as he did his other adventures.
I think for me it's always been about giving it a go. I've taken on many adventures in my life, whether it be on Everest or Paralympic Games, running from Cairns to Brisbane, diving with sharks, parachuting, a whole range of, journeys throughout my life. And they've all been about simply giving it a go. And it's not that sense of, sense of fear of failure. I don't fear failure in a sense. So I perhaps fear some other things, would be, you know, a snake, but not necessarily the failure of actually competing in Dancing with the Stars. And I had no expectations going into the Dancing with the Stars, because A, I'd never danced before, B, I'd never seen people dance, so I had nothing to compare against. And I had no benchmarks about, okay, well, this is how well I'm going to go. So to reach the semi-final and basically to dance the whole series has been an amazing highlight of my life.
We have a daughter who has only 4% vision, likely to go blind, and I think for her it's again showing her that really you've got to give everything a go. That life's out there for living, whether you have sight, an impairment, lacking confidence or not. It's not a dress rehearsal. This is our one time to get out and enjoy life and to do different things. And I think his lesson to our family is just give it a go.
With the opportunity to dance live in front of the nation fast approaching, Jared quickly realized that being blind meant he had a lot of catching up and learning to do. And learn he did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Stick to the track on my way to the top. Yeah. Pit got a lock from Goose to the lock. RIP, a big impact that he's not, but damn, he's hot.
For a person who's blind, there are so many structure, as in how the body structure works on a dance floor. For example, when they hold the hand or the way they actually position the hand when they're dancing is for a person who's blind, you think, how does that look good? But it actually does in the profile of the body when it's actually dancing. Simple things such as that, the way the body moves and the steps that they use, obviously never seen those steps before, was a whole new insight. Perhaps some of the lifts, when I lift Jessica up into the air, and the way that I connect with her physically is pretty intense, and also how we do it is pretty full on. But I think we have, and the judges have praised me on my list because of the way we actually connect together. The other ways, I think, then the hardest thing for a person who's blind is, as I said briefly before, the character representations. I've never seen a sexy look. I've never seen a lustful look. I've never seen a come-to-bed eyes look. I've never seen the perplexed look. There's a whole range of character representations in dance that I've never seen. So that also has been both frustrating and also a huge learning curve, because you don't realise some of the body language that the people who are sighted actually use in simple communication.
It was the season's premiere, the 5th of July 2009, the moment that everyone was waiting for. It was time to put the dancing shoes on and hit the dance floor. The debut performance with both Jared and his wife cheering from the audience, both rated as the highlight of his time on the show.
To complete the waltz on national TV, and I think for me it's about the moment. And throughout those moments of Dancing with the Stars, they've all been highlights. Sure, there's been some bloody frustrating moments, some pretty down moments because of trying to take on the whole, I suppose, physical environment of dance and not knowing what a character looks like. There have been tough moments.
The most memorable moment of the show for me was that very first dance. And I think a lot of people shared that, but yeah, I don't think anything could really beat that.
With the first performance out of the way, Jared found himself returning week after week of the competition until he was eliminated on the 30th of August. He was even invited to dance back at grand final night. But with more performances meant more learning and long hours of practice. But in spite of the extra hours of hard work, it did not dampen Jared's competitiveness. Even critics who thought he overstayed his time in the competition at the expense of better dancers and performers. But who could forget Judge Todd McKinney's comments after Jared's execution of the salsa, which really sparked public outrage? After all, Jared has insisted that he'd be judged on his dancing and not because of being blind.
It's not actually unusual that people around him are challenged by what he chooses to do and what he chooses to get involved with. So for our whole lives, we've been hearing people criticise something he's doing that's pushing the boundaries. So it wasn't that it was devastating. It was a little bit sad because it did affect Jared for about 24 hours, and then he'd bounce back realising that it really was an issue with the judges trying to come to terms with a man who had no sight and couldn't really use his vision to improve his own dancing. So the progress was slower. The impact of his impairment meant that he improved at a slower pace to the other dancers. So to me, I think they really struggled with that whole concept.
I know I can walk out onto that dance floor and hold my head high because I work damn hard to get to where we were. The hours that we put in, hour upon hour upon hour.
With the continuous absence of people with disabilities on television, one could argue that Jared's inclusion in a primetime program is somewhat of a milestone. But it is very hard to judge the impact it has on the inclusion of people with disabilities in future television programs. More importantly, in changing public attitudes and perceptions towards people with disabilities. But for Jared, Dancing with the Stars meant more than learning a few dance moves, as it was his aim to break down some of the barriers preventing the public from freely interacting with their blind counterparts.
It's so hard to say, because I think for me, you know, whilst this being a world's first, and it was a way of breaking down those perceptions, and I think it has brought a whole, I suppose, different perspective for people who are blind and vision impaired. I think what's happened, and perhaps through Dancing with the Stars, what it has done, it's actually made people more relaxed with the physical disability.
Teamwork is very important to Jared, whether he's running, working at his job at Vision Australia, climbing Everest, or dancing. And during his dance journey, he acknowledged that he had a much bigger team behind him.
All throughout the journey, it has been a team effort. It hasn't been just Jared Gossens. It has been, you know, Jessica Raffa, the people behind the scenes, the dance directors, my wife, my kids. It all has been, and also in particular, the staff and the management of Vision Australia and the Australian public support. Like, you know, that has been the fuel for the inspiration to continue on, despite how hard the whole project has been. Throughout this, you know, with and having the Australian public support has been the energy to continue on despite the, I suppose, the uphill climb to achieve all of this. So, as in, many great efforts have been all throughout, you know, having a massive team, and without the massive team of the Australian public support and, I suppose, the people around me, it wouldn't be possible.
For Jared, he talks about teamwork a lot. I think that's really important to acknowledge that. Every adventure, every experience he puts himself out there to be a part of, he has to have a team around him. And I think that's the same for all of us, whether we have an impairment or not. If I want to suddenly choose to run a marathon, then I need someone who can coach me. I need my family to support how often I have to get out to train. I need my husband to look out for their children when I'm out running. So I think his messages are great for all of us. It's not just those who have an impairment.
With the Dancing with the Stars project completed, Jared is focusing more on his role as Special Project Manager at Vision Australia and training for the up-and-coming Paralympics Games. The cousins are also working on a book called My Eyes Had a Wet Nose, dedicated to Jared's seeing eye dogs. As for a future in dancing?
Now, my biggest job now is going to be teaching my wife how to dance. That's even bigger still. And perhaps I might extend that to my kids as well.
I have to admit, it's quite intimidating dancing with him now because he's so much better than I am. I'm actually learning from scratch. I met Jared 20 years ago, so I haven't danced for 20 years. So it's like starting fresh, and I find I'm the one that's lost a lot of confidence, and he's the one, you know, getting me out there and trying to get me to dance with him.
As we celebrate the International Day of People with Disabilities, Jared acknowledged after Dancing with the Stars that there is so much more to learn, and we should give life a go because opportunities should matter more than the obstacle.
There's so much more to learn about life, and if you always do what you do, you're always going to get the same result. And that same result may be sitting at home and feeling depressed, whereas if, you know, getting out there, and sure, you might have a few stumbles, but if you give it a go, you'll be much happier than sitting at home and being fearful of stepping out to the big, you know, wide world.
There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Somebody gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb. You gotta
Fa'alu Utumapu, Svingdu Jirat, and Head the Gossens. But adventurous living, whatever your disability.
Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.